This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. German officials are fearing more deaths on Friday after quote-unquote catastrophic floods swept through western regions, demolishing streets and houses, killing more than 100 people and leaving hundreds more missing and homeless. Communications were cut in many areas and entire communities lay in ruins after swollen rivers tore through towns and villages in two western states, as well as parts of Belgium and the Netherlands. After days of heavy rain, 103 people have died in Germany alone, the largest number killed in a natural disaster in the country in almost 60 years. They included 12 residents of a home for disabled people surprised by the floods during the night. In Belgium, which has declared a day of mourning on Tuesday, officials said there were at least 20 dead and another 20 missing. As officials assess the damage, the devastation appears to have exceeded that caused by disastrous flooding in eastern Germany almost 20 years ago. South Africa's government said Friday unrest in the country has claimed 212 lives, a sharp jump from the 117 deaths announced the previous day. An official says most of the new fatalities had occurred in a southeastern province, the epicenter of the violence. But she said the situation was, quote, gradually and firmly returning to normality, adding more than 2,500 people had been arrested. South Africa's president is due to address the nation on Friday night and said earlier the unrest had been, quote, planned, and the government would hunt down those responsible. Again, South Africa's government reporting on Friday, unrest in the country has now claimed 212 lives, a sharp jump from the 117 deaths announced the previous day. Find more on these stories at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization has proposed a second phase of studies in China into the origins of the coronavirus, including audits of laboratories in Wuhan, but there's no sign yet that Beijing will accept a further international probe, according to diplomats. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus presented the plan to member states at a closed-door meeting on Friday, a day after saying that investigations were being hampered by the lack of raw data on the first days of the spread in China. A WHO-led team spent 4 weeks in and around the central city of Wuhan with Chinese researchers and said in a joint report in March that the virus had probably been transmitted from bats to humans through another animal. But countries, including the United States and some scientists, have demanded further investigation, particularly in Wuhan, which was conducting research into the bats. China has called the theory that the virus may have escaped from a Wuhan lab absurd and said repeatedly that politicizing the issue would hamper investigations. U.S. officials in the Gavi Vaccine Alliance said Friday nearly 50 African countries are to receive 25 million COVID-19 vaccine doses donated by the United States, with the first shipments to Burkina Faso and Ethiopia in the coming days. U.S. President Joe Biden has pledged to share 80 million American-made vaccines with countries around the world to protect the most vulnerable and stem transmission of the coronavirus. Nearly a million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will be delivered in the coming days, and the remainder will be shipped in coming weeks, according to the U.S. State Department. Africa recorded a 43% jump in COVID-19 deaths last week as infections and hospital admissions have risen, and countries face shortages of oxygen and intensive care beds, the World Health Organization said on Thursday. An official with the African Union says the U.S. donation was appreciated, quote, especially at this moment when we are witnessing the third wave in a number of African countries. And Vietnam's health ministry says the country recorded more than 3,000 new COVID-19 infections for the second straight day on Friday as it battles its largest and most difficult outbreak yet. Vietnam has been one of the world's coronavirus success stories thanks to targeted mass testing, aggressive contact tracing, tight border restrictions, and strict quarantine, but new clusters of infections in recent weeks have tarnished that record. Vietnam's health minister said Friday the virus was spreading more rapidly. The government is now asking local authorities in a statement to call on Vietnamese citizens to avoid going out unless necessary. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.